This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Si el ritmo te lleva a mover la cabeza, ya empezamos como es. Mi música no discrimina a nadie, así que vamos a romper toda mi gente se mueve.
Hey, this is Steve Willey. I have a very, very important guest who is an expert on WWE NXT. And he is going to tell you his picks for favorite NXT performers and matches and moments of the year. And here he is right now, deep in our video game room. This is Brendan. Brendan, why don't you say hello?
Hello.
And Brendan, how old are you?
7 years old.
7 years old. And would you say you're an expert on NXT?
Yes.
I would think so, too. Do you think you are better at your wrestling knowledge than people on Twitter?
Yes.
I would think so, too. So what I wanted to first ask you is some of your favorite performers on NXT right now for this past year. So which ones are some of your favorites?
The Undisputed Era.
The Undisputed Era? Like, which one's your favorite of the Undisputed Era?
All of them.
All of them? Isn't there one you like the best, though?
Adam Cole.
Adam Cole. Bay. And whom else have you really been rooting for this year?
Ricochet.
Oh, the North American champion now.
And only.
Yeah, the one and only. Yeah, he's been doing some pretty sweet dives, right? Remember in the War Games what he did? What did he do?
Double backflip,
yeah. Can you do that?
No.
Maybe one day. So, Undisputed Era, they're kind of bad guys. And Ricochet is like a super good guy. Are there any other people who you really root for? Any of the women?
Bianca Belair.
Oh, the EST of NXT?
Yeah.
And we just watched the match at the end of the year where she beat Mia Yim and Io Shirai and Lacey Evans. Not one of your favorites, Lacey Evans.
No.
You're pretty happy to see her go away from NXT to like Raw or SmackDown, right?
Yes.
And then Bianca Belair is going to go to take over against Shayna Baszler. Do you have a prediction who's going to win?
Bianca's
going to win. She's undefeated. Shayna Baszler's tough, though. How about anyone else? Anyone else you've been really rooting for this year?
War Raiders.
Oh, the War Raiders. They're big dudes. Hansen. Big hairy. Yeah.
Hansen.
Hansen, what do you like about Hansen?
When he was in War Games and he flew from the other set, the other ring.
Oh, yeah. He jumped over the ring into the second ring?
Yeah.
And he did that cool handspring?
Yes.
Even though he's like 280 pounds. That's even bigger than me.
More like 400.
Whoa. Shade thrown.
He's a big guy.
He is a big dude. Now, has there been anyone who you're just like, when he comes on the TV or she comes on the TV, you're like, I don't want to see this person.
Heavy machinery,
that's right. Even though he's from Wisconsin, Otis.
I hate Otis.
You hate Otis? What don't you like about him?
His caterpillar.
You think it's pretty lame? Kid, do you think Jordan Duncan can do a better caterpillar than Otis?
Yeah.
How about Nadraj?
I don't know who he
is. You don't know who Nadraj is? We'll introduce you later on in the we'll introduce you in another segment later. So who else? Like, I know you don't like heavy machinery and you were glad that Undisputed Era just beat him up like when Roderick and Kyle knocked him over. That was pretty sweet. There's a couple other people that you don't really like to see, and some of them you're happy to see them leave NXT, right? Who are those people?
Lars Sullivan.
Scary looking guy. Always wearing his red underwear with the electrical tape with his name on the back. He's got like the cheapest outfit on. It's like red underwear or like those Speedo swimsuits that people wear.
Yeah.
And then he's hairy, and then he's got electrical tape with his name on his butt, so he knows which panties are his. Yeah, he'll be leaving. He's big and strong, and I know.
And dumb.
Yeah. He is kind of. He's not very bright. He's just a big old beast.
Pretty from the Rocky Mountains.
Yeah. And you said you don't believe he's from the Rocky Mountains. I remember you telling me that the other day. No. Where do you think he's actually from?
Wisconsin.
The Rocky. Okay, and I know EC3 is someone you don't really care for, right?
I hate EC3.
What don't you like about him?
He's, like, weird.
Well, he says he's, like, the 1%. Like, why should I cheer for the richest person there is?
I'm at the top 1%.
Yeah.
Which is, like, the worst thing in the world.
Yeah? What would you do if you were the top 1%? What would you do with all that money?
I would make it.
You'd make it rain? You'd be like a Kazuchika Okada. I'll have to show you him sometimes. He makes it rain. He's the rainmaker. Now, do you have any matches that you remember from this year that you really liked?
Cage match and War Games.
You like the cage matches?
Yeah.
So the cage match you're talking about is the one that was just on, I think it was the December 26th episode between Johnny Gargano and Aleister Black. No, not that one? Just the War Games match.
War Games.
Yeah.
It's a War Games one.
Yeah, and that had a lot of your favorite people in it. Like, you like all of Undisputed Era. You like Ricochet. You like the War Raiders.
I hate Pete Dunne.
You're not a big fan of Pete Dunne.
I do not like him.
Yeah. He's kind of creepy looking, right?
Yeah. He, like, puts his belt into his mouth.
Like, yeah. I mean, come on. Let's get some hygiene, right?
Like, brush your teeth, kid.
Yeah. Let's go, Pete Dunne. If you're listening to this, Pete Dunne, have better dental hygiene. So, yeah, like 7 of your 8 favorite people were in that match. I can understand why you like that one. Any other matches that you can remember this year?
The triple threat match. Adam Cole, Ricochet, and Pete Dunne.
Oh, yeah. That's a good memory. That's a sneaky one. That was on NXT TV. When, what were they trying to decide? Was that for the North American Championship?
Ricochet's belt.
Yeah, it was for Ricochet's belt. And that was what really Ricochet and Pete Dunne tagged together, and then they got into they argued, and then they got in a tag team, and then they fought, and then they were on the same team again, and War Games, and ugh, that was confusing. Okay, well, there's one other thing I wanted to ask you, and that is, you and I went to an NXT house show this year. And not many people listening have probably gone to an NXT house show. What were your thoughts on that? Like, what were some things you really enjoyed? Any matches you really liked or any experience you had that you were really happy about?
A match that I loved was Ricochet and Aleister Black for a tag team against Ciampa and...
that guy, Kona Reeves?
Kona Reeves.
Everyone was like, who is that? Who is Kona Reeves? And what's his deal with his hair? And he was bragging.
Yes, he was bragging a lot. A lot.
And he ended up losing. I was surprised Tommaso Ciampa even wanted to tag with him. Why would Tommaso Ciampa want to be with Kona Reeves?
I have no idea.
He likes to hang by himself, usually.
That is true. I feel like DY is gonna get back together soon.
Yeah? Tommaso Ciampa and Johnny Gargano? Do you think that's gonna happen in 2019? Is that your big pick? That's a good pick.
Yeah, because in an NXT episode, it was Johnny Gargano against Aleister Black in a steel cage.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end, Ciampa came in, and then Ciampa and Gargano did one of their finishing moves.
Yeah. And then ended up having Gargano beat Aleister Black.
Which is weird because they're cheating.
Yeah. Not something that Johnny Wrestling used to do. But you've never been a big Johnny Gargano fan. Even though you got an autograph picture of him.
Yeah. And a whole one of Undisputed Era, yeah. Bobby Fish.
Yeah, with Adam Cole and Roddy and Kyle O'Reilly all signed it.
But I'm sad Bobby didn't.
Yeah, Bobby. Do you know my friend Justin? He met Bobby Fish at the mall once and saw Bobby Fish buying cupcakes for his family. I'm surprised he wasn't trash-talking the cupcakes. Well, Brendan, that's about it for our portion of the show. I thank you for joining us. Scott and Nate are going to be really excited to hear your takes because they probably think you are smarter than wrestling Twitter. Can anyone find you on the internet?
No.
Good. We better not be able to find you on the internet. Or we're going to have an off-air talk. All right. This was Brendan, and I'm, of course, of Steve Willey, and we will be back with the main event right after this. Because